It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, September 10th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A North Iowa woman reported missing late last week has been found dead. Mason City Police initially reported that 34-year-old Kaylin Ingersoll was last seen Friday morning in the 500 block of South Tennessee Place in Mason City. At the time of her disappearance, MCPD said Ingersoll left her phone behind and had no vehicle, and that family and friends say there may be medical concerns. They were also concerned about her welfare. The search for Ingersoll has ended after her body was found just after 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. In a media release, MCPD says they were notified of an unresponsive female who was found in a storage unit. Officers and emergency medical personnel responded and found Ingersoll deceased. A death investigation is underway, and MCPD will await medical findings and results from the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in the coming weeks. Based on the information available to investigators at this time, there is no suspicion of foul play. MCPD was assisted at the scene Tuesday by the Mason City Fire Department, while the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is assisting MCPD with the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Mason City Police. A Charles City man who failed to report back to a Mason City residential facility over the weekend is his second such offense within the past 2 months. The Iowa Department of Corrections issued an advisory Monday morning that 38-year-old Dean Nave had not reported back to the Beige Clark residential facility as required, though he is now back behind bars. According to the Cerro Gordo County jail log, Nave was booked into the jail shortly after 11 o'clock last night. Nave has been staying at Beige Clark, where he was admitted July 18th as part of his sentence for his conviction last August in Floyd County for administering harmful substances, a Class D felony, and domestic abuse assault second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor. Charges stemmed from his March 2024 arrest by Charles City Police after Nave grabbed and pushed a female victim, as well as emptying several capsules of a chronic pain medication and other pills into her coffee and forcing her to take a drink. When she refused to drink more, he poured it down her throat, making her sick, which required medical attention. With his absence from the Mason City residential facility over the weekend, Nave now faces a new charge of escape from custody felon, a Class D felony. He's being held without bond and scheduled for a preliminary hearing in Cerro Gordo County District Court on September 19th. Court records show Nave was also charged with voluntary absence from custody at Beige Clark on July 24th, to which he pleaded guilty on August 8th and was sentenced to 10 days in jail. One of two Charles City men facing a half-dozen felony charges in a burglary and theft investigation has pleaded not guilty. 46-year-old Brett Freiberg and 44-year-old Dustin DeVries each face charges in Hancock County of ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, first-degree theft and first-degree criminal mischief, both Class C felonies, and three counts of third-degree burglary, all Class D felonies. According to the criminal complaints filed by the Hancock County Sheriff's Office on August 19th, DeVries and Freiberg are alleged to have continually burglarized and stole copper wire from the inside and outside of the buildings at Sparbow Companies in Goodell. They were also accused of causing more than $10,000 worth of damages and contributing to the theft of more than $10,000 worth of copper and other goods from the victim. Investigators say a search of Freiberg's cellular records placed him at Sparbow on at least three occasions when criminal activity occurred, including February 9th, February 16th, and April 9th. Cellular records for DeVries placed him at Sparbow on March 5th, March 18th, and March 21st. Warrants were issued for their arrests, with Charles City Police taking Freiberg into custody about an hour after the Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested DeVries on August 26th. Last Thursday, Freiberg entered a not guilty plea, and his trial has been scheduled for October 29th in Hancock County District Court. DeVries is scheduled for arraignment on September 30th, at which time he can enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. Both Freiberg and DeVries are currently free on bail after posting surety bonds in the amount of $100,000 and $150,000, respectively. Bail will remain at $250,000 for a Northeast Iowa man accused of sexually abusing an underage female 5 years ago. The Alamakee County Sheriff's Office arrested 22-year-old Gary Colesrud of Harpers Ferry August 15th for third-degree sexual abuse, second or subsequent offense, a Class A felony. According to court documents, a sexual abuse case was reported to law enforcement on July 8th after an interview with an 18-year-old female at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo detailed her sexual assault, naming Colesrud as the perpetrator. He is accused of forcing sex on the victim, then 13 years old, against her will while she was fishing at a rural Alamakee County park. Colesrud remains held in the Alamakee County Jail with bail that remains at $250,000 cash-only bond after his motion for bond reduction was denied on Monday, with a judge ruling that bond should remain as set to assure the defendant's appearance in court and protect public safety, as disclosed by the nature of the offense and the defendant's criminal history. That history includes a conviction of third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony, in June 2021. Court records also allege that Culsrud has committed at least a half dozen violations related to the Iowa Sex Offender Registry this year alone. The city of Charles City will take the next step in the process to hire a new city administrator in a special session this evening. The city received 14 applications in their recruitment efforts to find a successor to former city administrator Steve Deers, who announced in May he would depart after over 11 years with the city to take the same position with the city of Clear Lake. After Deers finished in June, the city hired former Spencer city administrator Dan Givert to work for the city on an interim basis. Givert, who is technically retired, has said he has no interest in the position full-time. The city council met in special session Monday night and went into closed session with their search firm, Hinson Consulting, to determine which candidates will advance for Zoom interviews, with the goal of trimming the applicant pool to around 8 candidates. The council will meet in special session again this evening at the Zastra Room of the Charles City Public Library, with the only agenda item to go into closed session for the city administrator candidate Zoom interviews. Mayor Dean Andrews has previously said they look to advance 3 or 4 candidates from the Zoom interviews to the next round of in-person interviews. The city hopes to have the new city administrator start in November. Ramp closures along Highway 218-27 affecting exits to Charles City should be done for the time being. Pete Helmstead, field services coordinator with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT, says the micro-surfacing project for the highway from about 3 miles southeast of Charles City to the Highway 14-18 exit on the west side of town caused the ramp closures for a few hours both Monday and Tuesday. Helmstead adds that similar ramp closures at the Highway 218-27 South Grand Avenue intersection of Charles City and the Highway 218-1827 Highway 14 intersection are expected later in the project, which will be completed by early October. Ramp closures aside, traffic control will involve lane closures during the day, but all lanes should be open at night when the project does resume. Message boards for the project will also again be implemented as those were over Monday and Tuesday. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.